Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And it is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning, streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, and we're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. You know, we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially those brought to you with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare a profession. You can check out their ad at HunterAtSunrise.com. And joining us here in the studio for the very first time, the duo, they call them Monarch. How are you guys today?
Hi, we're good. We're good.
Excellent. Well, thanks for coming down here on your Sunday.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. What would you like to play for us first before we get to talking here?
We're going to play an original song we wrote around this time last year called Virginia.
Excellent. Here is Monarch here on Hunter at Sunrise.
I've got my passport stamp and I've gone and backed up on my bags, watched everything I own, turning the things I had. Your name still rings my phone, but I don't need that one anymore. I wake up and I'm by my side. This time I refuse to cry. I knew you'd hate it when I left Virginia, but there's only so much a man could give you. I drown my tears in the ocean, great big skies, deep devotion. I'm gone with the wild wind, I'm leaving. You can't hold water in your hands, and I can't love a tempered man, so I'm gone with the wild wind, I'm leaving. Oh. No. No. I'm getting old, I should be moving on. There's a photo of that night still on my wall. I'll take your clothes out of the dresser. Songs remind me of yours. the wild wind, I'm leaving. You can't hold water in your hands, and I can't love a tempered man, so I'm gone with the wild wind, I'm leaving.
Yeah, Andre at Sunrise here with Monarch. Yes, you can applaud for this. We don't mind at all. Wow, that was great.
Thank you.
And Monarch is Clover Stokes and Grace Collins. Grace is on the guitar, and Josephine was acting as her capo here this morning. We're trying to do this MacGyver-wise, because... Should I tell everybody, Grace, that you forgot your capo here this morning?
I lost my capo at our last gig, I believe.
Oh, I know why. There we go.
Oh, that was really loud. Sorry. I lost my capo at our last gig, which was just a couple nights ago. Mm-hmm. But I don't know where it is. It's missing.
You don't know where, so. If anyone has a capo... Please deliver it here this morning.
Because right now we're using a marker and some rubber bands. That's real rock and roll for you there.
That's very rock and roll.
I must applaud your ingenuity on this.
Thank
this is
you.
Really, really
yes.
quite
yeah.
wow.
I think in another life I was supposed to be an engineer, but
really?
Not in this one.
And now you're a communications major.
I am a communications major.
At ODU, I understand.
Old Dominion, yep. Love it.
Do you know what you want to do?
No, I don't. I just know I like communication, so I'll figure it out. Just trying out everything.
Right. Clover, are you in college as well? Or
I'm not. I'm actually taking this music thing pretty serious. I spend a lot of my time writing and doing things creatively. I went to art school for 10 years from second grade all the way till I graduated high school, and so I do some art on the side. I make some money off of that, and
oh,
yeah,
wow.
That's what I'm doing with myself.
Wow. Well,
keeping it very creative.
So you were the writer of the pair.
We both write. This last one you just heard, we wrote pretty much entirely 50-50, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then our next two songs, one of them I wrote completely, one of them she wrote completely. So yeah. we split the bill pretty evenly, I think.
Very interesting. So what do you like to write about? Is it personal or...
A lot of the time it is personal. I think it's easiest, sitting up till like 2 a.m. when you're feeling your feelings most, viscerally, and you're very vulnerable. That's like one of the songs where you're going to sing here in a minute is one of those kinds of songs that I wrote when I was like deeply emotional. And, that's, I feel like when my most creative juices come out is real late in the night.
Do you guys have any particular influences that you'd like to?
Oh, yes, we do.
My main influence, I'm sure if you've ever heard of us before, if you've seen us live, one of my main influences is Stevie Nicks.
Yeah.
And I'm also very inspired by Joni Mitchell, mm-hmm. how she can write such a gut-wrenching song but then still make it so beautiful.
Oh, wow.
That's one of my big inspirations. That's how I like to write songs.
Cool. How about you, Grace?
I am a little bit of the Taylor Swift type. A lot of the songs I've written has been about boys.
Well, you just became very dear to my wife, Denise, over here.
Yep.
Who's doing the Facebook Live, and she has really gotten whole hog into Taylor Swift. I hear about Taylor every day. I know what Taylor is doing every day.
Love her. Went to the Eras Tour, best time ever.
Really? You've
love
been
her
there.
So much, yeah.
After this is over, you can commiserate with Denise over that experience.
Oh, trust me, I will. But yeah, other than Taylor Swift, I also really do love like Nancy Wilson from Heart.
Oh, wow.
Especially with guitar. I don't know, I think she's so cool. Like, she was one of the first kind of female guitarists to like do what she did. And it was
sure.
so cool. Love her so
sure.
much.
Well, it's nice to see that you guys being so young are getting into these types of artists. I think that's cool.
Mm-hmm. We were kind of raised around it, but I don't really think I, dove really into it until I was around like 15.
Uh-huh.
But
mm-hmm.
I was, like I said, I've been raised around Stevie Nicks my whole life. Mm-hmm. 15 is when I was like, okay, I need to actually do this myself.
Yeah.
Well, it isn't evident here right now because we're in a studio and things are quiet, but if you go and see Monarch, you will find out that they can, well, I know, Clover, you can really sing. It's really quite amazing. By the way, this is up on Facebook right now. If you see it in your feed, please share it with your friends. So would you like to do another song for us here?
Yes, we'd love to.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah. What's this one called?
This one is called Red Wing, and it's one of the ones that I wrote about a boy that made me angry.
Okay, so this is a Grace song.
Yes.
Yes.
Excellent. Here is Monarch. You're on Unwritten Sunrise.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Dog without a collar, and you go where you want. You ran from me cause I called you home, and now you're chasing the sun, but you'll be back, back when you're done. Knew I couldn't trust by the look in your eye. You were hitting the licks, then you were hitting the highs, holding me in your light till she came back, back in your life. Now you leave me out to dry, tell me I was nothing, baby. Look me in the eye. Now would it kill you to try? This is the end, but it is a goodbye. You're so scared of the road, cause you don't know where it goes. So go back to what you know, but just try, forget me, baby. Just try, forgive me, baby. Go ahead and go. Give me a little love, cause I know you won't stay. Kiss me in the dark so you can leave in the day. And you're checking the time while you're wasting all mine. The same when you got nothing to do. Now you leave me out to dry, tell me you don't want me, baby. Look me in the eye. Had enough of your lies. This is the end, but it is a goodbye. You're so scared of the road, cause you don't know where to go. Just try, forgive me, baby. Go, go. You gotta meet all mine and secrets in the night. So how was I supposed to know? But just try, forgive me, baby. Try and forget me, baby. Go ahead and get gone.
Wow. Monarch here on Under at Sunrise. And there you had a little bit of a taste of how Clover can sing there towards the end there.
Wait till you hear this next song.
Oh, this next song is fun.
What is the name of that song that you just did?
That is Red Wing.
Mm-hmm. Red Wing.
We name a lot of our songs after places. We like
places we love, and I love playing golf at Red Wing Golf Course.
Really? You're a golfer?
Yeah, I used to be a lot more than I am now, but that was like a good golf course. I'd like to play it here and there. So.
Well, that's one of the most beautiful golf courses here on the South Side, I'd say.
I agree, yeah.
Played it once upon a time, a long time ago. I'm sure it's still as nice a golf course as it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
But that almost sounded like a blues.
That one's definitely, when we, you know, finalize it, flesh it out with every element that we have in mind, it's definitely going to be a very bluesy song.
Very much bluesy.
Very bluesy, very.
Yeah.
Now, you guys are getting out more and playing at different venues. First, do you want to shout out any venues you're going to be playing at?
Yeah, actually, this Friday we have a gig at Blue Pete's Restaurant, and... Mm-hmm. Oh, that one's going to be fun. That one's going to be outdoors. I think
that's going to be down in Pungo.
Yeah, that's one of our first outdoor gigs of the season, I think.
Yes.
And then June 1st, we're going to be at Fisher's Neighborhood Kitchen. Mm-hmm. And then June 8th, we're going to be at Warrior's Tap House.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Well, you were just on TV.
Yes.
You seem very busy.
pretty busy every weekend.
How do you balance all these gigs with writing? I mean, do you find you're writing more than doing gigs or vice versa?
I feel like that's why I tend to write so late in the night, because that's like my only free time when I'm like able to sit in silence and just, you know, think about my life and think about things I've been through and so on and so forth. Otherwise, I'm pretty jam-packed. You know, I know Grace is busy with college most of the time or like other events. I'm pretty busy. I'm going to start working and all this. And I go out almost every night to open mics and stuff like that. So I keep the art flowing. I'm pretty busy with that.
You keep the vocal cords working.
Yes. Yeah. Exercising the muscle.
And I want to remind everyone, this is up on Facebook, and if you see it in your feed, please share it with your friends so everyone can see Clover and Grace here this morning. But anyway, how was the TV thing? I know you were on the Coast Live.
Yes. Live.
Were you surprised, first of all, that you were on the Coast Live?
Oh, yes. I never really, I mean, I've been singing my whole life, you know, for fun. I never expected to, you know, be doing it as like an actual job, and especially get recognized enough in my local scene that I would be on TV, especially singing my own original music that, you know, we wrote. I think that was
so
pretty
cool.
Crazy. And I was definitely very nervous about it.
Well, this is probably a little different from that, isn't it?
A bit. You know, it's not really people watching us live on TV. It's cool.
Don't have
be able to
worry
listen
about
to us.
Accidentally staring into the camera. I did that a lot.
Yeah.
But this is all experience.
I mean, definitely.
A lot of people don't get to experience being on the radio, and here you are.
Here we are.
Yeah, very
this
cool.
is a good training ground.
The
I'd
ripe
say.
Age of 19.
I know, that's so crazy.
Well, what else would you like to play for us here?
We're going to play a song I wrote a couple months ago called Skyline Drive.
Oh, okay. That's another place song.
Yes, it is.
They're all about
all three
places.
Of them. All three of them, yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Our hardest hitters are named after places.
Yeah.
The hardest hitters are named after places.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. And they seem to be all in Virginia right now.
Yeah.
So far.
We're planning on naming our first EP Virginia after, you know, because we're writing the album
Girl
or the EP
here.
About growing up and, you know, the things that we've experienced while we lived here. So
when do you hope to have the EP out?
Eventually.
I'm hoping to have it out maybe by late summer.
That would be really cool. We are definitely going to try and work on that.
Definitely, yeah. We have plenty of songs, I think, for an EP.
We do. We have just enough. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Do you know where you'll record it?
Nope. That's a surprise, actually.
Maybe, though.
It's a surprise.
Recording studio. Who knows? If I figure out how to get into it.
It's a surprise.
Okay. All right. Well, this is Skyline Drive from Monarch here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Dear God, I used to pray every night. I remember I say, if I'm so wrong, why do I feel fine? Close my eyes along the way, I can't stars since I was young. I was a man out in the clouds who could take all of this life away if he was to just reach out. And in my mind and in my soul, I knew that that wasn't the end. And all infinite wisdom, getting out and my suffering down Skyline Drive. As I grew up, kept learning more, still the same stories as before. No longer pray when I'm down on my many track I tread. I heard a voice ring through my head. If that's your God, I'll put up a fight. Cause I was tired since I was young. I was a man out in the clouds. Could take all of this life away if it was to just reach out. In my mind and in my soul, I knew that that wasn't the end. All infinite wisdom, getting out and my suffering down Skyline Drive.
Here on Hunter at Sunrise. Well, we're officially over. The show usually goes off at 11, but I really appreciate you guys coming down here today and playing.
Thank you so much for having us.
This was amazing.
I hope it was a lot of fun.
Yes, it was certainly.
Well, I really appreciate you coming down here. And again, you're going to be at Blue Pete's Friday, right?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
And when after that are you going to play again?
We'll be at Fisher's Neighborhood Kitchen on June 1st.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You're also good. I saw there that you're going to be playing at the Vanguard.
Oh, yes. Oh, this summer.
I'm so excited about that.
That's going to be pretty hot.
Mm-hmm.
My gosh.
Yeah.
It's a big place.
And if you want any more details on any of our upcoming gigs, you can follow us on all of our social medias at Monarch Music VB.
Mm-hmm. Well, there, she's got it all down, doesn't she?
We got our whole shtick.
You got
our
whole shtick. Well, I really appreciate you coming on here today. It's Clover Stokes and Grace Collins. Together, they are Monarch. Catch them out and about when they're singing. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having us.